following is an exclusive presentation of Rave TV.
I think general managers are going to be more in a hot seat than head coaches.
People have posed as me on Facebook before.
I don't know if one way or the other is better, but I know that we won a championship by letting men be men.
Hey there, and welcome in. It is Friday. It's Purple Passion. It's playoff week, and there is no shortage of storylines for the Ravens. Here at this week, as the Ravens get set to play the Colts, let's meet our roundtable of Super Bowl champions. Brad Jackson, Matt Stover, Kadir Ismail, they all rocking the hardware.
It's playoff time.
It's bling bling.
This, this is the time you wear.
It is blinding.
Unite.
I like it.
Like Voltron. You know?
That'll give the guys good luck heading into the postseason. Talk about some bling bling. Let's start the show with Rex Ryan and his new tattoo.
Oh,
I don't know if this thing is real, but this was
real.
This hit Twitter land this morning here on Friday.
Wow.
It is a tattoo of his wife.
That's not me, by the way.
In a Mark Sanchez jersey.
That's not real.
Are we sure that is a numeral six? I mean,
first
the font
like
is sort of different.
Maybe. This is Ryan Mick, as she's officially known for those that know her, does not have that color hair. And give Big Daddy credit. He lost a lot of weight that he's
on his arm. Is
no, that person on arm looked like the Little Mermaid.
When he had that larger arm because of all the excess fat, she looked a little bit bigger. Now she's a little skinnier.
She's shrinking.
Man.
She's
shrunk down.
She's literally shrinking with
I'm just saying, but you know, his arm was big and fat. Now she's shrunk down even more.
Come on. Man, you know, ain't no coach in this National Football League gonna have a picture of a quarterback that ain't won a Super Bowl on his arm. I don't care how much you
and
know.
His wife's sporting a jersey,
yeah,
too.
Who knows if Sanchez is even back?
Yeah, right. He'll be back with the whole salary cap and guaranteed money.
Game next.
Johnson's like, no, he will be back.
He's gonna be back.
Big story here in Baltimore, Ray Lewis, number 52 city. He's gonna retire after the playoff run. First of all, you all have been in the locker room, you've all played with him, you know him very well. Let's have a few stories about Ray and your time with him.
Well, I think the biggest thing for me coming into the locker room was just how the locker room setting was. It wasn't about a bunch of alpha male egos. It was just about guys just hanging out. And as I got more and more understanding of the hierarchy, if you will, you saw this guy, 52, playing his game, playing at a high level. And I remember, you know, having a monster game against the Pittsburgh Steelers. We come back at home. We're getting introduced. You know, something like that.
That game, right?
I remember that running down the sideline
in the first quarter. I remember that one.
But we come back against the Saints, and that was my former team. And I was like, yo, I'm trying to go up here and have another A game. Offense is being introduced. Here comes Ray. Now, Ray, if Brad is me, all of a sudden Ray, with his steely eyes, looks over and goes, A, you do what you do. I was like, oh, my God, oh, God, oh, God, oh, God.
What you do,
you know, but it was that kind of talk that I had with him from that point forward after that moment that really solidified me as a Ray Lewis fan, because it wasn't about the rah-rah. It was just about, look, go out there and it's about the intensity of what you've prepared yourself to do in battle. And I think that helped me out a lot.
It sounds like that day Q may have wanted to play both offense and defense after that speech.
No, you want them on offense.
You were special teams, Brad. You were on the defensive side. You were in the meetings. What stood out to you when you were alongside 52?
Well, the thing about it is it's opposite of the whole football thing. It's just, you know, a lot of times when you're around quote-unquote superstars, as we obviously know, he was one of the greatest to play the game. You know, it was just normal. So for me, the memories that we always talk about and still now are the comedy ones, the ones where we're joking and having fun, you know, away from the game, where he can actually just be normal, where the game, you know, we all know what he did on the field and what he meant to the organization and the franchise and the city and all that. But it's just the camaraderie, like how we do when we're around each other off camera that we can't show people. And it's the same type of thing where it's just comedy, where we're having fun aside that most people, because he is so intense, because of most times fans and media see him that, you know, he's doing his thing. He's giving his motivational speeches or he's inspiring men, you know, and women and everyone else. But, you know, it's just the fact that, you know, he's a fun, comedic guy, just like how, you know, you would expect a normal person to be. But someone of that stature, it's almost like, you know, if you see Michael Jordan, you know, crack a joke, you'd be like, oh, my gosh, like Michael Jordan's funny. And it's that same type of thing. So for me, it's just a comedy in the meeting rooms, you know, the pranks, him stealing candy from other people. I was a candy guy, so I always had a big bunch of candy, and you come in, and he was still all the he's still all the favorite Starbursts out, and then you'd be like, where all the candy, where, you know, where all the red Starbursts go, and he'd be sitting there, I don't know, but then you look underneath his desk, and there's a pile of red Starburst wrappers and stuff. So those are the things that are always good for me.
I remember seeing him, but he was a rookie, you know, in 1996, and he came in, and one of the things that I think you guys can empathize with me, he was gifted. I mean, really, God gave this guy a gift of passion, of leadership, of a guy who was able to take a young 2003 team and catapult us into the playoffs, because he said, match me and we'll win. And when I've never seen anybody like it. I played with Peyton. I played with Lawrence. I played with Phil Sims. I played with some really great players. Nobody could match what he was able to take off the field and then replicate it on the field. I've never seen it like that. So that's really what I see out of Ray. He was the guy that I felt like really was took a lot of pressure off the head coach. That's for sure.
Well, it's also he's the city. When you talk about football, you talk about coming in 1996. As the team comes in, and John Ogden and Ray Lewis, your first two draft picks,
pretty good.
He is two Baltimore football to such a great extent. What do you expect it to be like on Sunday when he comes out of the tunnel and it culminates? I mean, this is an entire city that it just loves its football team and loves Ray Lewis.
Real quick side note, as far as, you know, the game itself and the tickets, friends of mine were talking about, oh, we're going to go to the game. And it was like, yeah, you know, I sold my tickets. And the lady... The guy's wife didn't know he did. She looked at him and was like, oh, my God, are you kidding me? Because she's a huge Ray Lewis fan. She's like, oh, my God, this is going to be our last time. Right. But, you know, the love affair with this man and the way he carries himself and the way, you know, people talk about him to their kids and say, hey, this is what you want to emulate as far as, you know, the intensity and the passion that Matt talked about on the field. I mean, that stadium – pregame, it's going to be packed.
Oh, it's going
to
be.
Everyone is going to be sitting there.
At least an hour or two before the game.
Absolutely. Everybody's going to be sitting there ready to go ahead and look at number 52 just for the warm-up's sake, let alone coming out there doing a squirrel.
Well, I hope, though, when he comes out to do the squirrel, he doesn't hurt himself.
Right.
Because he's going to throw that thing.
Let me tell you something.
He pulls it back.
Let me tell you something. There's been two times that he hit that thing like he ain't never hit it before. One was a Super Bowl when we were there.
Ooh, yeah.
And remember the NFL told him, remember the meeting before the night before the game, that if you did the dance, you were going to get fined. We come in, great story.
Yeah.
We come in, we say the Lord's Prayer right before the game. Billy gets up. All right, guys, let's get ready to go. He walks toward the door in Tampa.
Yeah, yeah.
And Billy turns around and says, Ray, do the dance.
Yeah.
The locker room, what?
We'll find the money.
And when you
we'll
go back and you watch that, when Ray started hitting that dance, you saw the gauntlet of players. He never made it to the 20 because we ran down and met him. The second time he hit that thing and he had tears in his eyes was a couple years ago against Buffalo on our 10th anniversary when all of us were on the field, all the retired guys. You were still playing. But the retired guys were on the field, and he hit that thing so hard.
Yes, sir.
I promise you this, Baltimore. He going to hit that thing
so
hard on Sunday that it ain't never going to get hit again like that. I'm just telling you right
now.
Nobody
can emulate that.
I'm
nobody
just telling you. Nobody can do it. And that's going to be the third time. And I know I already see it.
Yeah.
Like he better, like you said, B, he better. He going to stretch himself out. Stretch
it out.
He's going to jerk that thing.
He's going to have to stretch out and be ready for the squirrel on Sunday. It will be electric. All right, don't forget, you can get involved in the show through Twitter. Hashtag your comments or your questions with Purple Passion. We'll pick the best ones and get it on the show. Coming up, we'll talk more Ray Lewis, of course, and there's a big game Sunday, too, to break down, and a whole bunch of NFL coaches. The carousel is turning rather quickly. We'll break that down as well. Stick around. Purple Passion rolls out.
The Maryland Lottery's presentation of Purple Passion is brought to you by the Ravens Cash Fantasy Scratch-Offs, only from the Maryland Lottery.